Welcome to Career Tools. This week, admin at the end of the day. The questions this cast answers are, when should I do admin? Why should I do admin at the end of the day? And why should I do admin every day?
If only it was business as usual. Since it's not, we're doing our best to bring you training options to fit into our new reality. Manager Tools is offering our client effective manager training virtually over Zoom. Multiple sessions for up to 30 people, where we'll deliver one-on-ones, feedback, rolling out the Trinity, coaching, and delegation. And the training includes roadmap and a personal license for every attendee. You can also schedule them over multiple weeks so that they can fit into your operational tempo. Email maggie@manager-tools.com to find out more. We're here to support you now.
Unfortunately, it's a fact of working life, whether you work in a corporation or if you work for yourself even, that there is admin to do. There's expenses and HR forms and policy updates and cleaning up after yourself physically and digitally. There's sending invoices and making sure the money arrives. There's just keeping yourself organized in general. And even though it's mundane, we still have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And your colleagues probably do that kind of stuff at all sorts of times of day. And some of those times are optimal and some of them are not. And in this guidance, we're going to talk about when is optimal to do those kind of tasks and how often to do them.
Yes. We're going to cover four things. Do your admin at the end of the day, put time for admin on your calendar, and don't waste time. So we'll start with just the idea that you need to do your admin.
Yeah, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, and I think many people have a thought in their head that there's a job out there somewhere where you don't have to do this stuff or like someone takes care of it. Or just I think even when I talk to some managers out there, they say, well, they have this idea in their head that there's somebody out there, their job is just one thing and it doesn't include all these other pieces. In fact, that's not accurate. There's no, you know, I don't know a single manager out there who just manages. I don't know anyone out there who just does their one task that they love. We all have admin, and being up to date on it is a sign of professionalism, despite the nickname. It's anything but trivial, right? Administrivia, that's the cool nickname. Is that what the kids are calling? It's not trivial. That nickname makes it sound fun, but it's not. The order of priority overall, of course, puts it at the end, right? You've got results, relationships, and then admin. However, the people who are getting results and are up to date on their administration are clearly more effective and more efficient than anyone else. They're doing everything that everyone else does backwards and in heels.
To quote Ginger Rogers, who said, yeah, why is Fred Astaire so lauded? Because I do everything he does backwards and in heels.
So fun. It's a good, it's good for in the morning, you know, little things like Ginger Rogers. Our focus is today just on the idea that being up to date is a barometer of how in command of your work that you are. The more up to date you are, assuming you're also covering results and relationships, obviously, the more in command you are of all kinds of things, your space, your functions, things like that.
Yeah, nobody's going to give you extra work to do or more exciting work or something more interesting to do if you haven't submitted expenses in 6 months, because you clearly are not able to keep up with your own life right now. So why would we give you something more to do, especially something more exciting to do?
Yeah. Do we have an understanding of what we mean by admin? Do we?
I don't know, but we've got a list.
Ah, yeah.
which I culled from my Facebook friends. I sent everybody in my Facebook network is like 20 people, so it's not huge. But this was the list that they came up with of things that they do in their jobs that they would call admin. So there's reporting, logging hours worked, logging hours completed, online training, reading, research, reading new policies and procedures, writing or updating standard operating procedures, expenses, HR forms, payroll forms, insurance, tax returns, updating information on the company directory, cleaning up your space and common spaces, filing, both physical and electronic, decluttering, physical and electronic, putting up office holiday decorations, writing to-do lists, setting up meeting requests, updating calendars, returning phone calls, and updating your voicemail, keeping up with social media posts, master data management, data cleansing, updating software, updating passwords, purchasing, ordering office supplies, ordering business cards, arranging for equipment to be serviced, restocking in, for example, the printer or the photocopier with paper, changing batteries, onboarding new people, and helping other people with any of the above. So there's probably another 100 things you could call admin, but that's a pretty good list of this is the kind of thing that we're talking about.
There's another thing here, right? A special case kind of, or the emails that you're CC'd on, which of course our guidance says you're supposed to put in their own folder and only review at the end of the day, since the rules say you're not allowed to give someone a deliverable if they're only CC'd. People sending
CC emails. The only thing about that is the rules say, but there's a lot of people that don't know that. So
yes, we're trying again to remind you.
Yes.
We're so helpful. Just so helpful. So these are the kinds of things that we would consider admin, the things that we would assume that you would keep in mind as we're talking about this process and how we're going to implement it, because what we're going to suggest is that you do admin at the end of the day. And I think this is great for two reasons, because first, it gets us set up, and it also like clears the day. So it's kind of like I tend to do, you know, a kind of prep for the next day at the end of each day. And this really helps just for me to be ready, but for also for me to feel like the day is closed out. So we suggest that you do your admin at the end of the day.
It's one of those open loops that it's nice to close. It's nice and easy, and you feel accomplished at the end of the day. Even those days when you think, I don't know why I came to work today because I got nothing done. At least I submitted my expenses, right?
Yeah. I mean, we still get something done. And it kind of, for me, it shuts my brain off from thinking about work. It kind of gives me a step away from it. So we do recommend that you do your admin at the end of the day, or to say it a different way, don't do it during prime hours, right? Don't do it during those hours where you should be working, I suppose, prime hours.
Yeah. Or even the hours that you feel your best. For some people, that's the first thing. Sometimes it's after lunch. Sometimes it's towards later in the day. But it's not to do with the fact that you're an owl or a lark or when you feel your best in terms of the clock. Doing it at the end of the day is doing it after you've done everything else. And whether that time for you is 1 o'clock in the afternoon or whether that time is midnight, it's always the time after you've done 8 hours or 6 hours or however long you work of work. And so it's the time when you're most tired, most least likely to be creative or have ideas or have the energy to put into something really important. So at the end of the day is not so much to do with what time the end of the day comes, but more to do with the fact that it comes after all of the important stuff. And it's the time where you're least likely to be effective in anything else.
Your brain's tired, things like that. We don't want to do admin at the beginning of the day, which is sometimes easy to do because it's easy stuff. It feels good to check stuff off the list. It's just that there are more important things to do when you're at your best, when you're at your freshest. So first thing in the morning, we do recommend that you focus on those tasks. In fact, what you should be focusing on is the most important stuff that needs to get done that day. The most difficult problems, do those things when you're the most fresh, when it's the beginning of the day, and leave the admin, which you don't need as much brain power for when you're not, for when, you know, you're a little tired. Our brain works best when we've had enough sleep, when we're well eaten. That's not what I mean. When we've eaten well and, oh, that didn't come out good. The further we are from those things, the less well it works, right? This is some of this is just a function of decision fatigue. And so obviously we should move the tasks requiring the most cognitive load to times closer to those events and those things, admin kind of things that require less cognitive function and load to the times further away from that start point. And so we recommend that you do admin which requires very little cognitive load, at the end of the day. Just, you know, move it to the end of the day, the last thing on your list for the day.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that you want to do that you wouldn't want to do at the end of the day is working on relationships and communication. If you want to work on the relationships and the communication you have with those people, you want to do that when most people are working, not when they're not, right? And leave admin for when people are not working. So again, this isn't a lark versus an owl thing. This is not, I'm not a morning person, and so I do my admin then. This is about scheduling tasks that require direct synchronous communication, i.e. an actual communication where both of you are talking at the same time, or not over each other, but, you know, in a conversation, when people are available, right? If I need to talk to Kate about something, it would be smart of me to do that at a time when she's working. Whether or not I work at 5 a.m. or 10 p.m., those aren't smart times to try and talk to Kate because she's probably not working. And what's more, communication is hard. If it were easy, we wouldn't have so much advice about how to communicate. We would do it perfectly every time. And we all know that we don't do communication perfectly every time that we put our foot in our mouth, or we don't say it quite right, or somebody mishears us or whatever. So we want to schedule conversations, especially difficult conversations, when we are most fresh, right? And the more difficult the conversation, the fresher you need to be. If you're going into a negotiation for $1 million contract, you do not want to be doing that at 5 p.m. after you've worked for 8 hours because you're tired. You want to do that in the morning when you haven't used your brain for very much, and so it has lots of brain power left for the day. So communication, we want to do when the most people are working and when we're fresh. And that leaves, again, that leaves admin for the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. The same is kind of true of scheduling meetings, right? We want to schedule meetings when most people are available and leave the admin for when they're not. This usually means that meetings would go into the middle of the day. Whether someone's 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. or 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. kind of person, they'll still be in the office during that sweet spot between 10:30 and 2:30. And even, I mean, I guess time zones are definitely a part of this, right? There's a part of
absolutely.
That. You might also want to schedule meetings for Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, as more people are in the office on those days, just in terms of side notes and extra little key thoughts, life hacks. If communication is happening early and meetings are happening in the middle, then, of course, admin should be, again, at the end of the day. So it's not in other people's way.
Exactly. And it's not wasting the precious time when people are in the office and you can have those meetings, right?
Absolutely.
In my mind, there's two ways to look at any situation. There's the way you hope it will turn out and the way you fear it will turn out. And whether you tend to think about the former or the latter, hiring is always a big deal. To make sure it turns out the way you hope and not the way you fear, listen to Mark's new book, The Effective Hiring Manager, out on audiobook now and narrated by Mark. Everything you need to know for a positive outcome is included. Find links to all the ways you can purchase on our website. So once you've decided that you're going to do your admin and you're going to do it at the end of the day, the next thing is to put that time on your calendar, because what gets scheduled gets done, or put differently, deadlines drive behavior. If you don't put aside time to do admin, it almost certainly won't get done. The thing about admin is there's no consequence to not doing it for a long, long time. If I don't do my expenses for the next 6 months, the company doesn't care. My wife might. Not that I have a wife. My spouse might care that our bank account is depleted because I haven't got the reconciliation and got the remuneration for it. But apart from that, there's no real consequences to not doing admin. And so we leave it. So eventually the consequences will come back to us, which we'll talk about in a second. But because there's no real consequence, no immediate consequence, we can just leave it. If you don't put aside time, it almost certainly won't get done. You'll be too busy, or you'll forget, or you have more important things to do. If you're only ever looking at every task I have to do, if I look at, you know, I need to write 7 podcasts in the next 2 weeks, and also on that list is submitting expenses, well, writing podcast is way more important. If I only ever look at that list as a list of equals, then doing my admin will never come up to the same level as writing podcasts.
Mm-hmm. I also think of it as when you put off a task for a long time, in your mind, it becomes harder and harder to do. Like your brain tells you,
yeah,
oh gosh, I haven't done this. It's just going to be worse because it builds up more too. Like the longer I put it off, for some reason, the more mythical it becomes in my mind.
I'm slightly obsessed with like decluttering and organizing videos on YouTube because it's so much better watching someone else clean up their space than it is doing your own. But it's amazing how many people say, oh my gosh, I've put that off for months and it only took 20 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever.
That's the kind of stuff you put off, right? It's things like updating HR with tax deduction information. That's an admin task, but it's kind of this slow burn idea. It's not really important if you're a month out. And of course, that means that other more important things end up getting done. It's a little more important a week from the deadline, and you still have more important things to do. And then the day of the deadline, you'll get to it in 1 minute. And then tomorrow, it's on fire.
Yes, because you've missed the chance and your tax deductions are now whatever they were and not what you wanted them to be. Yeah. And a lot of the time, you can't get around those deadlines. You know, if it's the deadline for submitting tax to the IRS, they tend not to say, oh, that's all right. You were 12 hours late, but that's okay. No, they have a deadline and they mean it.
It's like airplanes.
Yes. Airplanes leave whether you're there or not.
Yeah, they're not concerned with you and the fact that you forgot to do your chores. When you think about it, admin is really best done in little bits, little pieces, and pretty often. It's always brings me back to the 2-minute rule. Had you put aside admin time each week, you would have had time to fill that tax information in the 3 weeks and early instead of letting it catch fire because it would have been scheduled. It would have been something on your calendar to get done. And this is supported all over the place. Doing mundane tasks frequently, often, that means that they're easier. They don't take as long. They don't feel as big. If you try and do expenses only once a year, you're in for just a mess, like a long, arduous process, as well as you're risking the chance of like not getting reimbursed. But even if you can't submit your expenses more than once a month, you could do small things, right? Little bite-sized pieces of it. You could find your receipts and organize them, especially by date, or you can fill in the paperwork and save it, you know, in pieces, like 10 minutes a week. And then, of course, the monthly tasking will be so much easier because you'll have done pieces of it in an incremental fashion and often. And the other thing about this is you don't forget how to do some of that stuff. It's kind of the idea that some tasks you forget the longer you know don't do them. If you've forgotten how to do something, it's so much harder.
And little and often really works for a lot of things. For instance, reading emails from HR and legal and facilities and all of the other people that aren't your customer and aren't your boss and aren't your team and so therefore are less important or to you. If you read those frequently, like in your admin time, there's only one or two and you actually get to read them and make sure that there's nothing that applies to you, right? Because if you've got 20 emails from facilities, you're bound to miss the one that says, on the Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m., we're testing the fire alarms. Mm-hmm. And then you book a meeting and your customer can't hear you because all that's happening is fire alarms.
Which actually happened to us recently.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yeah. So, reading them frequently means that you actually give them more attention and see the things that you need to see.
Yeah, there's more focus on the things that pertain to you and you could just pay more attention. After a while, those things get so, I don't know, redundant, I guess, because they're kind of mundane things. But then, of course, they're not mundane when the fire alarm is going off in your ear. We're just kind of thinking through the whole process here. And of course, making a decision about when you're going to do admin rather than having to do it because there's a deadline or something you need to know immediately means that the time that you're doing it works for you. So you're basically making a choice about being effective around this kind of just administrative small stuff. You wouldn't want to be trying to meet the deadline for updating your company car at the same time as a customer crisis is happening. And if you leave them, the admin tasks, to the last minute or up to circumstances, then you could be in that situation because, of course, you have no control over crisis. And
Murphy's Law says that's what will happen, right? The worst possible combination will happen every time.
Sure. Yeah. Deciding in advance helps us avoid that situation. It helps us to essentially have control over how we're spending our time and use it effectively. So, and that's a big piece of this, right? Part of this is your time and how you spend it. And so the last thing that we're going to cover is don't waste time.
Sometimes you'll get to the time that you've allotted for admin and you'll have no emails and no forms, no reading, no admin to do, but it's still the end of the day. So you've still done all of the hard stuff. You're still tired. And so the idea that, oh, I have half an hour because that's what normally what I put on my calendar for admin and I don't need to do that. So I'll just pick up my most important project. It's probably not going to be your best work. So instead, we're going to give you a list of things that you can do, which are moving you forward in the sense of making you more efficient when you do have, when you come in the next day and you're fresh and then you pick up project one and everything is clean and tidy around you and your computer's running nicely, then you're going to be even more effective just because you put in that half an hour of these little tasks that rarely get done.
Right. If you scheduled the time, then you have it available and it's more likely to be useful to you if you use it from these other tasks that we don't like really get around to very often. There's some things here that we've talked about, a list that we've got. They apply to like your phone, your computer, any other equipment that you're using. It's certainly not a comprehensive list. It's definitely, though, the right place to start in terms of what to think about, what to consider, what you might focus on. And actually, some of this stuff is really critical. And it's one of those things that always reminds me of, because I just had to get a new computer because mine has given up the ghost after years and years, so long that they don't make it anymore. And if you haven't done these things before you have to do that thing,
oh gosh,
it's very sad. It's so sad. Even with the cloud, sometimes someone out there is like, well, you could get this special cloud. No, it's still hard. So these are just some things that you could consider to use that time for, things like cleaning up your contacts. This could mean updating information for people who have moved, removing the personal email addresses that you accidentally keep using for people or their previous company email addresses. I've been doing that recently. Mm-hmm. You could be creating a distribution list for groups of people you email often. Call someone that you want to have a better relationship, even if you have to leave a voicemail and just say, hey, I'm going through my contacts. I thought of you. Hope you're having a good day. So cleaning up your contacts and looking at those contact points is always a good one.
I did that yesterday in my personal email, and I'm quite convinced that some of the people in my contacts got there not by me because I don't know who they are. I have no clue who these people are. So I just deleted them. I feel like they just appeared there.
That's totally and, fair.
Every time you address an email, if the computer has to look through 5,000 people, takes a little bit longer than 4,500 if 500 of those people no longer are doing that job, no longer working, no longer in the country, whatever. So.
Mm-hmm. It's also, you said, with your personal email, the next one is clean up your email. And we're talking about contacts. There's other things, though, too. You can empty your trash and your spam folders, delete your junk, unsubscribe from things. Oh, man, I love to unsubscribe. Archive your emails that are older than a year. Again, you can update someone's contact information. Maybe they sent you a new email. Maybe you just noticed that, you don't have their contacts saved. You can clean up folders. You can clean up like labels and things like that from old projects. There's a lot of really good just kind of things. And also I think too, I don't know about, maybe I'm the only person who feels this way, but when I clean up this stuff, because I'm just really organizing things, it kind of makes my brain feel more organized, which I realize that doesn't make any sense because there's not folders in my brain. Maybe there are, but I just start to feel like this kind of methodical switch because by the end of the day, sometimes your brain is doing, it's bouncing back and forth from all the different things that you thought about that day. And if you're organizing something, especially something that really doesn't require a lot of, cognitive load, then you're definitely able, I think, to kind of readjust and your brain settles down a bit.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I thought of when you were just talking about your new computer was the one thing you can't get from the cloud is the licenses for all of the software that you use.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought, it would be really good if I went through my email, found all the licenses and then labeled them so that I don't have to search each time. Because for some things, I've bought a license every year or I've bought licenses for different versions. And then when I have to go find the license, it's like, is it this one or this one or this one? You know, if I'd actually just label or put in a folder the one that's most current, then I would save myself some angst. So.
Mm-hmm. Make things easier. Another big one is your task manager. You could make sure all your tasks have due dates, which is big. You can mark done any tasks that you've done or that are obsolete. Ensuring too, if you're marking tasks that are actually done, you can ensure that the task list is actually things that need to get done as opposed to just a list of ideas of things that you might want to do, which sometimes happens.
And things that you thought you were going to do that now you know you're never going to do.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You can clean up your project list, your planning for the next week or the next month. You can definitely, I have time on my calendar at the beginning of each month to review my calendar for that month because things get moved around with travel. And if I don't have that time in my calendar scheduled to look through it and say, you know, do I need to move any meetings? Mm-hmm. Then I tend to forget to move my meetings and then I don't attend them. So that's something, you know, think through your next week or your next month. I used to think through just like my next day as well. Like at the end of the day, each day, I would write down the three things that had to get done the next day and then my calendar. And I had it at the top of my notebook just as at the top third of the page as a way to keep myself on track throughout the day.
I find it very easy to forget things that are on my calendar because it's on my calendar and I'm not looking at my calendar because I'm working somewhere else. And I don't have notifications turned on, which maybe I should, for calendar invites. But yeah, I find things disappear into the computer unless I write them down on a piece of paper so they're on my desk as well.
Yeah, I think too, like I don't keep my task list in my calendar and having those three things that are critical for the day kind of keeps me on track. If you are thinking about other things to clean up, we can talk about your hard drive. Your hard drive trash, it's just like it hides. There's trash cans, there's download folders, there's, you know, we talked about plugins for, we didn't talk about plugins, but I thought of plugins for installed software. You have to delete all those and move them. Maybe you use your desktop for storing documents. You can move those. We know some people. You can archive old project folders. Old document versions for sure. Oh my gosh. I can't tell you how many different versions of all the resumes I've worked on. I have like five different versions of everybody's resume and like those can go. You can make yourself a folder for stuff you use all the time, like easily accessible things, frequently used things. You might make a template for something like a document or an email, text expander. You could update your text expander.
Yeah, no, I feel bad for people because a lot of people aren't allowed to download software on their computers. And so they're missing out on the joy that is Text Expander. If you are allowed to download software and you haven't got Text Expander, you should. It will change your life.
You can, and of course, if you're allowed, you can delete some software you don't need, update the ones that you do need. Although, I don't know. Sometimes the updates are not that great, but some of them are good.
That's true. And the one that I find most irritating for some reason are the Microsoft ones, the Office ones, because I go and I open Microsoft and it says, there's an update. Let me do that. And I'm like, no, because I want to type now. So the idea of doing it proactively, going and seeing if there's an update and doing it at a time where it's actually a good time for me, I love that idea because then I don't get interrupted when I want to do something quickly. And I always want to do something quickly. You know, like that 3 minutes I have to wait for the update in the middle of the day is so annoying. But the idea of going and proactively just, you know, bringing down all the updates once a week or once a month is just, that would be lovely.
That's a pretty good system. You could also look up instructions. So a lot of times, in a process or something, there's something you have to do and there's like a minor inconvenience or like a hiccup, something like that, you could fix those things, right? You could change that, find out how to turn off the notification that won't leave you alone, solve that weird calendar thing that's happening occasionally set your documents and spreadsheets up to autosave. That would be, that's a really good one. Everyone should go do that right now.
Yeah.
Or at the end of the day today. Download the software that we recommend. Download Text Expander. You could set up an extra printer on your computer so that if the one printer isn't working, the other one can be used.
Yeah, it's already set up. Because there's nothing worse. When I worked in an office, it was nothing worse than the printer that I used all the time being out of service. And now I've got to go and look at the one that's slightly further away because I always use the one nearest me. So I've got to go to the one that's like, and then I've got to look up the code. And then I've got to walk back and I've got to remember the code to put in the computer to tell it to set, no, all that. So just do that one day.
Yeah. And
the day that you need it, you can thank me.
Yeah. You can also just physically clean up your space. Take everything off your desk, wipe it down, dust, clean your phone, your computer, all those screens, your chair. Oh gosh, I had to dust my chair recently. The back of my chair has like a lumbar support and it's filthy. So sad. And it just feels nice to walk into your office, I think, and have it be clean when you get there.
Yeah. And, you know, all that stuff about germs and that people are worried about.
No. Oh, yeah.
If you're cleaning it, you know it's clean and the germs are gone.
Yeah. Bleach wipes. You can also turn off your electronics. We found out recently, we read some stuff in the near term that part of the problem we have with our electronics nowadays is that we don't ever turn them off.
Yeah. Well, like when was the last time you turned your phone? Actually, you probably do it more often than I do because you fly. Do you turn your phone completely off?
No.
See, even then, like, I don't remember the last time I turned my phone on completely off, 3 months ago.
Yeah, I probably turn my phone off once a month. Like if I'm in a place where, you know, if I'm in a basement or whatever, I don't get any service, but I know I never turn off my computers and they just sit here on all the time and they sleep. But yeah, that's a really good point.
That's the last thing I do before I leave my office is I tell my computer to restart. And it goes back and it closes everything. So when I come up, come in in the morning, it's all clean and lovely.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. But you know that the answer to any tech problem is always turn it off and turn it on again. And the fact that we wait until there's a problem to turn it off and turn it on again is what's causing the problem, apparently. So it does them good to just turn them off, count to 10, turn them all back on again.
Nice.
And it feels like that's such an easy task. And you, like, if you have a phone and a laptop and a desktop, that's three tasks you just got done in a minute.
Yeah, that's so funny. I never think to turn anything off anymore. The world changes faster than you notice all the time.
Yeah. And these mundane tasks that are required when we're working in an organization or running a business, and they seem so trivial and so unimportant when you compare them to the bigger things that you have to do. You know, you're running a $1 million project. Who cares what your contacts looks like? Or you're bidding for a huge contract. Who cares whether or not your desk has been cleaned recently? But there are consequences to not doing these things, whether it's that your computer doesn't run very quickly or, you know, people think that you're not as organized as you should be. You know, if you're running a $1 million project and you can't get your expenses in on time, people draw conclusions from that and it's not good for you. So, you know, a professional works out the best way to do these things in the minimum amount of time and avoids the consequences. Like, don't let these things mount up and cause a problem. Just get them, nip them in the bud, and it'll take you 5 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Wendy.
That's all for this week. We'll be back next week with a new topic.